You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we got three eras going on. We got the Astros, Joe Espada era. How do you like the Joe Espada experience so far, 11 games in? You enjoying it?
I'll let you know. I think, you know what? I think it's kind of going the way we
expected.
Does
it excite you at all?
Not really, but
he's just a guy.
But I'm not down on it.
There's no charisma. He's a dude.
You know what I was going to say?
He doesn't do it for me.
He's exactly what they signed up for.
He's boring.
Trying to stay between the buoys, as they say in fishing.
He puts me to sleep.
Keep it between the buoys. Just keep it straight.
Seems like a nice guy.
No, nice guy. Seemed to be well liked, but he's not exactly one way or the other.
Man.
I totally.
You miss Dusty? I kind of miss Dusty.
I do.
I miss the Dusty experience more than the Dusty managing.
I don't know that this guy's that much better of a manager.
That's what I'm saying. He's kind of just keeping it straight.
That's my thing. I don't know that he's much better.
But the Dusty experience was fun.
He's one of the best personalities in the history of baseball. He's an OG. That's my dad's favorite ball player growing up. I love Dusty. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But Dusty had his flaws or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that this guy, we're 11 games in, but I don't know that this guy's much better.
Mm-hmm. We'll see, but he seems at first blush here to be just the exactly what
he
they
seems
signed,
all right.
Exactly what they signed up for. Just don't go too extreme one way or the other. Just keep it straight.
Yeah, he seems all right. Yeah. I mean, he's nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
M.A. Udoka. How are you feeling about the M.A. Udoka experience?
Very, very good.
Rockets are about to conclude their season. They got the Magic tonight, and they got a few more. Trying to stay around 500. They're two games below 500 at the moment.
I don't want to turn this into a big Rocket segment, but since we're here, I don't think it's fully appreciated how big of a mess he inherited. Like, he inherited a mess.
Well, yeah, and he had two players that you have to, I don't know if you have
not
to
even
be
just
careful
the
with them or what, but he had to err on the side of caution, figure it out. I thought he did a good job.
He had to change culture.
He's a hardo, dude.
He's had to deal with a...
He's almost too much of a hardo.
I like it. He's had to deal with a general manager that is flaky and I don't know how trustworthy in the building, if we're just being honest. The owner is very outspoken. The losing mentality was becoming habitual.
Tillman's pretty quiet though publicly.
The losing was habitual. Like, I don't know if you can overstate how good a job Ime Udoka has done.
No, I don't think so either. That was my guy from the beginning.
Yeah,
you know that.
No, you said it.
That was my guy, man.
Yeah. It
hey, damn.
Really, really high on him right now.
Yeah, he does his thing. He is a hard O. And he did it in Boston, too. So it's not like he came in here and kind of changed the way he is. That's kind of just the way that he carries himself. And then, of course, we have the D'Amico Ryans era, which kind of feels like old D'Amico just kind of in the background right now. Casario's out there making moves. D'Amico's just kind of.
See, I don't think he is.
No, he's active.
Yeah.
He's active, but, I mean, we're not seeing him very much.
Mm-hmm. One thing D'Amico has done is he's kind of told us exactly what they were going to do, and it's kind of hard to believe. Like, he talked about the defensive line. He talked about, weapons, and it was kind of hard to hop on board when things started slow. They're doing exactly what he's wanted.
Coming up in 5 minutes, the afternoon show made an observation, and it was really, I think it was a month and a half, 2 months ago. They made it, and in recent weeks, it's kind of come to the forefront. And I just wonder what it would sound like if someone else in town that holds a similar position did the same thing. That's in 5 minutes. But I want to ask you this about the NFL draft, which is 16 days away. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Shout out to the Loopholes. Appreciate y'all having lunch with us. Do you think wide receiver's out of play now with the Texans' first pick in the draft at 42? Because I was talking about this yesterday, and some people think, and I mean, it's just based on what we have in front of us with the roster and all that. Some people think that wide receiver could be in play at 42. Like, for example, if Ladd McConkey out of Georgia is there, would the Texans pounce on that? Do you think wide receiver is still in play, or do you think it's out of play?
I think it's out of play, but that's quite the qualifier you put there. That's quite the exception. Because I think he's pretty highly regarded. If somehow he falls, then maybe things change. But I do think it's out of play in the second round, maybe the third round. I think they might take a flyer on a guy. You know,
so you think a wide receiver could be taken in on day two?
Yeah.
Day one for the Texans because they don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah.
You think it's a real possibility?
I don't think in the second round, but we'll see after that.
Okay.
Why would you say otherwise?
I just think there's going to be a big run on wide receivers. I think if they, I don't know that they want it. I think they knew they needed a wide receiver. But after they missed on Keenan Allen, the fact that they traded number 22 to the Minnesota Vikings to trade back 19 spots and get an extra second round pick, that tells me that they like the Diggs option better than what they could get at 22. And if they really liked someone at 22, it would be a better option because it'd be a young guy, right? I feel like they're kind of at the mercy
unproven,
where there's
going to
be
guy.
A lot of receivers taken.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm not against a wide receiver. Like, if you told me that, I don't know, Franklin out of Oregon or McConkey was there or, hell, Xavier Worthy, even if he falls there in the second round, that's cool. But I just don't – I don't know that with the way the draft is shaping up that wide receiver is the way to go there.
I totally agree. That's why I don't think that's going to happen until maybe the third round. But – you know, there's always exceptions, and that's going to, you know, that's why it's so fluid and the draft is so interesting. But I think they have their eye on a particular bucket of players at that position, and that's what they're going to go with, one of those guys. And I don't think one of those is a receiver.
So there's news at the tight end position that Jatavion Sanders out of Texas, which he could be the number two tight end. There's been talk, but Daniel Jeremiah has said that he could be tied into, and he could easily go in the second round. He's visiting with the Carolina Panthers. He's visiting with the Cleveland Browns. I do wonder how tight end is going to come into play. Now, I don't know how the Texans are going to approach drafting a tight end. Are they going to lean on a guy that they think can block better because Dalton Schultz and Brevin Jordan, they have strengths and blocking's not their strength? Are they going to look at it as kind of that two-year window? Because the one thing I'll say about Jatavion Sanders, and I feel pretty good in saying this, is that it would not shock me if you draft Jatavion Sanders. First of all, he's better than Brevin Jordan right now. He's better than Brevin Jordan. Brevin Jordan is a useful player. You can find things for him.
Yeah.
But as far as just being a true, pure receiver, you can line him up on the slot. He can go out for passes. He can go up and get it. You can throw jump balls to him. Jatavion Sanders right now, as soon as he steps on a football field, is a better receiving tight end than Brevin Jordan.
I won't argue that.
He's also probably a better blocker than you give him credit for. If you had Jatavion Sanders and Dalton Schultz on your team, I think that's two really, really good tight end options. I just don't know how good they think the blocking is. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at this two-year window, if 2 years from now, if you have Sanders, if Jatavion Sanders does not become the quality player that Dalton Schultz is, with perhaps a little bit more explosiveness and a little bit more ability to go up and get it. So I don't know how they're going to look at that tight end thing, because we see Caserio play chess. We see him talk 2 year windows. Maybe there's a tight end that they like that can do more things. But if you're looking for someone that CJ Stroud will always have potentially a prime elite receiving option at the tight end position, it might put you in an interesting spot in the short term because you have three guys that aren't like elite blockers, but I think it could go a long way. I don't know if they if they're willing to do that, but I do know that Nick Caserio, when he was mentioning second round finds, he mentioned three or four tight ends.
Yeah.
And they've it just feels like they need to somehow upgrade at that position.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know how much of a interesting position it even puts you in, to be honest. You know, this is a passing team. Now, sure, you can stay in and help block against some really good defensive linemen, defensive lines. But you're not going to be a road grading kind of team. I know that's what D'Amico has talked about. We want to be run the ball, run the ball. You look at the weapons they have. You throw another weapon into the mix, you know, with what you already have. I don't know how much of a disadvantage that's necessarily going to be when you're throwing the ball 50-60% of the time. So I wouldn't mind that at all.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I've noticed something pretty funny about one of the general managers in town.
Okay.
And this was something that I think Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley caught this because they're typically the ones that pay attention to really what he says. And that's Dana Brown. I find it pretty funny that Dana Brown seems to be telling anyone that'll listen, and the story kind of magnified after Ronel Blanco threw his no-hitter, but Dana Brown's basically telling anyone that'll listen that last year at spring training, I saw this Blanco guy, and he was throwing in the bullpen. And at the time, he was a reliever. And I remember telling the guys, hey, that guy's got what it takes to be a starting pitcher. That guy right there is a guy that can be a starter. And now it seems like that story just keeps getting gassed up and gassed up and gassed up and gassed up. Seems like old Dana Brown might kind of like talking and kind of patting himself on the back when something goes well. Have you noticed that?
Dana Brown loves him some Dana Brown.
I've noticed that. I have very much noticed that.
He loves him some Dana.
I wonder what it would be like if Nick Caserio.
Oh my gosh.
Decided, because I think Rafael Stone will do it too. Like if he could, if he could talk, he would do it too.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
If he had some success.
Oh, you know how long I've been in the NBA? I've been in the NBA for a long time.
What do you say, since 2006?
Yeah, you're basically lawyer in the office, you know, fishing papers.
But yeah, but Nick Caserio doesn't really do that. Could you imagine if Nick Caserio, you know, I just saw something in Nico Collins. Like, because if Dana Brown were Nick Caserio after Nico Collins had last year,
Tank Dell.
Yeah. But Dana Brown would be like, yeah, I just saw something in Nico and I decided I wanted to trade up for him. So I told the guys in the room, we're going to trade up and get that.
If
Nico
Dana
Collins
Brown had drafted these Texans, you know, I never really liked that Bryce Young. Thought he was overrated. Now, C.J. Stroud, ooh, I remember when he was in middle school, I saw him.
It's weird how that story just emerges.
That guy's going to be a pro one day.
You hear everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy,
What happened last week that somebody was taking some credit for something? Remember?
What do you mean? Here? Like a... Oh,
we talked about it last week. Someone had, was taking credit for something that was impossible to take credit for. I forget what it was. I'm sure the loopholes will help me out. But you brought it up. It was hilarious. But anyway, that's what
yeah,
he
what was.
Was
it?
What was it, Figgy? Remember?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Someone. Yeah. It's crazy when you see Dana Brown doing his thing. It's a little. It's kind of under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if they ever, I mean, Dana is gonna.
Oh, Peacock.
Especially now that he doesn't have Dusty. I'm not saying Joe Espada is like a puppet.
Are you talking about the team that was in the NCAA tournament? And that the guy that was fired, pretty much, but still coaching.
Oh, the AD. The AD took credit for firing.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
The AD took credit
I
for
was
firing.
Motivating him. Yeah. I fired him so we could motivate him in the tournament. Yeah, that was it.
I knew that'd give him a kick in the butt.
Yeah.
But now that Dusty's not here, and Dusty's kind of like the alpha, and I'm not calling Espada a puppet. I'm not disrespecting him like that, but he's a little less of a... I mean, he's not Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not...
No.
OG.
No.
Stick your chest out. I do think Dana, like, if they get on that podium, oh, my God.
Well, the move with Hader is the one.
Tackle Crane.
The move with Hader is the one that he really stuck himself out there.
Yeah.
So we'll see how
that goes. He did that, too. Yeah. I forgot that with Josh Hader.
Yeah.
I remember that. He was on. He was like, yeah. And I remember, I called his agent, and I said, we're getting a deal done no matter what. I'm not getting off this phone without you, without getting a deal.
Yeah.
Jim Crane gave you a blank check.
Exactly.
What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
Dana loves it, man.
Mm-hmm.
He will gas himself up. Casario won't, though.
No.
Neither will D'Amico.
And Casario and D'Amico probably have more reason than anyone right now to do that.
One day at a time.
One series at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
So there's two parties in a couple of weeks with the Houston Texans. You have... The uniform unveiling, the 23rd.
Yep.
713 Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do this exactly?
I don't know.
I'm trying to ask because...
Yeah.
So it's going to be at a music... Where is 713 Music Hall?
It's the
Post.
The Post.
So it's in the Post?
Yeah.
Where? Up the stairs?
It's on the one side.
Yeah. It's a music hall where they had concerts, real concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just in the middle of the post?
It's on one side of it. It's on the one, I think the far, if you're looking at it, the far left
side. So not the food court?
Not the food court.
Right? Okay, so, but the food court's close?
It's on the other side. Like
it's right there. Long. It's connected.
It's connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've been there many times. I haven't seen a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? Are they like going to go on stage? And surely they're using different models, right?
I would bring the one guy back just for fun. I would bring old number 24 back.
I don't know if they want to bring him back.
No, I don't think they do.
He probably got a lot of trouble.
I don't think they do, but it would be hilarious to lean into that story. Like, here we go. And bring him in.
They should do something like that. Like, hey, y'all guys want to see the uniforms? Yeah. And bring him out there in that same one.
And then the scratchy record thing. It's a three-hour event.
Okay.
Three-hour.
Wait, what?
It's a three-hour uniform reveal.
So what are they going to do, one every hour?
I have no idea. I have no idea how they why they're going to do that.
So one every hour, pretty much.
I don't know. I don't know how
they're going to do it. You've already
seen the one. Is it going to be like, I don't know. That's an awful lot. 3 hours to reveal a uniform? It's like watching a baseball game or even a long baseball game these days. Yeah, I don't know. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m.
So who's going to grab the mic? Who's on the mic?
Oh, Vandermeer is going to be involved.
Cecil.
Vandermeer, Cecil.
So they're seeing it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to have them emceeing it. They're not going to let Doug emcee it?
No, he's not going to emcee it.
Okay.
He was just behind the operation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves his credit.
Mm-hmm.
Deserves his flowers.
We'll see.
Go up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Cecil and Vandy up there.
Yeah, I would guess. Maybe Drew Daugherty.
Vandy's going to love them, right?
Well, that's their baby.
He's going to love the uniforms?
I'm sure he's going to say he loves them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Cecil's going to go up there.
Say the same thing. That's not what I'm judging it on. I'm judging it on.
Going to have his sheet of paper.
I'm judging it on what the fans
say. Texans fans,
yeah.
What do you think about that alternate right there?
Yeah, let's have a cheeseburger race at halftime.
Dude, he's good at that.
He's good at it.
He's real good at that. All right, so we're going to have the uniforms. And then there's the draft party on Friday.
Yes, not Thursday.
But there's a I don't want to say better, but there's a draft party. There's a draft party on Saturday.
I don't
want
to not say.
It's mine and Figgy's along with Cody Stute's draft party.
Yeah.
Daily Sports
Saturday.
Club. Daily Sports Club Saturday. Because I think the best feeling in the world, like the best time of my childhood, was after a big sporting event. You go to the cafeteria before school, or you're sitting at your desk before class starts, and you're talking about the event and everything you're excited for, and you basically get to do that on a Saturday, and you get to enjoy the final stretch of the draft. Daily Sports Club.
Yeah.
Lopez might come. I don't know. He's been big time in us lately. You coming?
Figgy, how have I been big timing you lately?
I'm just saying. You coming or not?
How have I been big timing
Daily you Sports lately? Club. Come through, and we'll have the sound of the draft on over the speakers, which is a big thing at the sports bar.
How have I been?
And we might get you a Figgy platter or a Nikki bucket.
How have I been big timing you lately?
I'm just saying, are you coming or not?
You are just saying,
are you coming or not? So you didn't give me a yes or no. You coming or not?
I'm planning on coming.
Okay. Yes. See, that's big time right there. That's big time right there.
I did that on
See?
Purpose.
Told you.
I did that on
that's
purpose.
Big time right there. Daily Sport Club. That's the real party, the real bash, the real enjoyment. Coming up. All right, we've given the Texans their proper pushing, whatever the hell you want to call it, advertising with parties.
Promotion.
Yeah. They've been lying constantly this week.
The Texans have.
Yeah, and I think they're taking the wrong approach with their fan base. I thought we were past the lying to the fans.
Liars.
Yeah. Let's give some transparency and just start being honest with some of the crap that y'all been doing this week.
Okay.
Lunchtime Confessions next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.